just not panya, no, just
it, and it's only panya that can know it. So when you mention about getting rid of self or self view first and how to get rid of it, it's actually only panya that can eventually eradicate the idea of self view by understanding its characteristic when it appears. So this is why Ajahn asked whether it appears now, because, for example, just talking about sitting on the chair, but is there really any self-view arising at this moment? Because if the characteristic of Sakkaya Ditti, if the self-view doesn't arise, then it can't be known. So, for example, when there's metta or dana, there's no self-view, so it can't be known at that time. So unless it arises, it can't be known, just like ordinary attachment. Unless there is attachment now, its characteristic can't be known. So now we talk about sitting on the chair, but if there's an idea that in reality there really is Jagrit or Sarah, a person, someone sitting on the chair in truth, then at that moment of taking it for someone or a body, then the ditti at that moment can be understood because it arises and appears at that moment.
That should be a will feeling ditti arise. But if I feel that I'm sitting, no will, that not ditti at that moment.
It depends. Only panya can know at this moment whether, when we talk about sitting on the chair and have the idea I'm sitting here, only panya can know at this moment whether it's just ordinary speaking, conventionally, like a Buddha knows he's sitting on the ground, or whether there really is the idea of someone or something at this moment.
The mere idea that I'm sitting here doesn't have to be, unlikely to be, idea of wrong view of self. Because we all always think in terms of I and him and them and people and things. That is conventional thinking, or thinking in conventional terms. But I think what Sarah's trying to point out is that an idea of a wrong view of self is something more than the mere thinking or the mere idea that I'm attending a Dhamma discussion or I'm in Gangridan or something like that. So it's a question of whether there's any understanding of the difference between thinking of I with attachment or with conceit on the one hand, and thinking of I with the wrong view on the other. But perhaps Ajahn could say something about the different kinds of thinking with I.
Yeah, at this moment, does anyone think that I am sitting?
No.
No? See, not at all. Yeah?
I'm sitting.
Now that you mention it.
I'm sitting.
Mentioned, if you're asked, you're bound to think.
Yeah, I'm sitting. And it's only thinking that I am sitting. Mm-hmm. Only that. Because where is the I who sits?
So where is ditti when I'm sitting?
When it arises and it is object of understanding. Only that, that it can be the understanding of ditti. As a reality, not I at all. Even ditti is not I. And while you gave food to the fish, what kind of feelings there?
Changing, really.
Yes, but what kind? Just at that very moment, when it doesn't change yet.
Because they are nice.
I don't mind, but I would like to know about the feeling.
A feeling?
Pleasant feeling.
I love them now.
So he can tell that it's pleasant feeling. Yes. So that can be told, it can be recognized, but not the understanding of just a reality, not self.
Yes.
That's why whatever appears, nobody can change its characteristic at all. But there can be a moment of understanding whatever appears as not self, as only a reality. Like now, exactly. What is to be developed is understanding of that as not self, that which appears.
So even though that we don't have a long view of self-seeing, but understanding that seeing is seeing no self.
At this moment of seeing, what follows?
Thinking.
About?
What the object that...
About seeing, or what is seen, but no idea of self.
No idea of...
Usually.
Self. No wrong view about self. But thinking about it will lead to eradicate self, view, wrong...
Understanding is opposite of ignorance. Without ignorance, there cannot be the idea of self. So at that moment of understanding, there is no self. Because it's only feeling, see? So feeling can be object of lopa, or of panya, or avicca. Who knows? That person, only that person can know.
Ajahn, could you say something more about the meaning of self in the term idea of self? Because we understand it's different from idea of me or idea of individual, idea of this person, that person. So what does self mean in the context of idea of self?
What you take for my hand is hard, right?
Right.
When hardness appears and nothing else there at all, only that which experiences hardness and hardness. Do you still take that hardness for me or my hand, or not at all?
You don't. No.
Not at all, or?
At the moment.
At that very moment.
You don't take it for being.
Really?
Me.
Because you see that when one thinks that my body, no reality appearing, but when hardness appears, even that, where's my body? It's there. Hardness there. That can be the idea of hand or leg or whatever. It's still there. So that is the moment of understanding what is wrong understanding. Taking that for me, like taking the rupa for me or mine. The 20 Sakkaya Ditti. At that moment, it appears just one characteristic. With it, the rupa is me. For example, right now, no idea that my hand, because hardness does not appear.
Can be an idea of my hand if I'm doing something with it, holding the microphone. But
my visible object.
But when
now, can I just ask? Sorry.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
You said if there's a moment of awareness of hardness, that, like when one's holding a microphone, for example. Do you still take it for...
So where's your hand holding microphone?
It's still there holding
so
the microphone.
So even hardness there.
Right.
You take it for me or mine.
It still seems to be part of...
Otherwise, there is no Sakkaya Ditti which takes the hardness or the rupa for me or mine.
So you're saying at that moment there is Sakkaya Ditti.
So Panya can see... Otherwise, there is no eradication of the idea of self at all from whatever you used to take.
Why would there be Sakkaya Ditti when there's a moment of awareness of hardness of hand?
Panya sees...
Not at other time, a moment of picking up a glass.
Yeah, there's no panya. But at moment when panya sees that which takes hardness for me or mine, panya can see the sakkaya ditthi. Otherwise, that cannot be eradicated.
So normally the sakkaya ditthi is not apparent because...
Right, because everything is not apparent at all. We just talk about words and think about realities, but not the direct understanding of it.
So the more awareness, the more moments of awareness there are, the more sakkaya ditthi becomes apparent.
Let's talk about seeing right now. There is also the idea of my eyes. It's there. Seeing's just there, not at the back or at the hand at all. It's still me or my. So when it's developed more and more, even seeing is only a moment. Nothing is there except that which sees and the object which is seen. So no clinging to that seeing. Because nothing, no me, no self at all, only seeing. No place for its arising too. Because usually it's here, right? So somewhere here. So here is the body, or part of the body. The eyes are the part of the body. But at moment of understanding, seeing that which experiences, it's no time to think about my eyes, or it's there. It's only that, so one can understand that seeing does not know other reality, like it does not know hearing, it does not know thinking at all, because it just arises and think and sees, that's all. Otherwise, it cannot be the realization of the arising and falling away of that particular one. Just only one reality as the object at a time. So there can be the more understanding of what is meant by living alone, alone, only that reality, alone.
So you're saying when there's awareness of seeing or visible object, at that moment there's no thought of I or me.
It becomes clearer because there's nothing in that moment at all except, for example, seeing and visible object.
But on the other hand, when there's awareness of hardness,
there's still the idea.
There's still the idea.
My hand.
My hand.
Yeah. Otherwise, where's my hand?
So, are you saying that it's just the body door that? When there's awareness through the body door.
At that moment, no idea about what door.
No. Well, maybe or may not be, but...
When it's some door or what door, it's thinking.
Yes.
It does mean that there is the fully understanding developed of seeing a visible object. One at a time, one can understand with it. It's in reality just one at a time. But before it can be just one at a time, there are many succession of many things after.
Thank you, Ajahn. That's very interesting. Reflect on that.
Ajahn, when seeing, seeing's not self. But after seeing, I see. So this sakkaya ditthi. Arise.
You don't have to call sakkaya, but there's the idea of me or my.
The idea is a wrong view of...
You don't have to say that it's wrong view. Right understanding at that moment, just understand the nature, the true nature of reality without thinking.
Like, Ajahn, if this is a palm tree or something, it's also a deity. Or, I mean, is it a tree? I know this is a tree.
I mean, the idea of...
Yeah, that is thinking.
Thinking, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And no deity.
Does it arise? Is it object?
No.
So, it's not. Otherwise, you have wrong view all the time, all day.
Your question, Jagrit, it just depends entirely on conditions, what arises. So one moment there can be understanding of hardness as hardness, and afterwards there can be taking it for my hardness or my body, because Sakaya Ditti, the Ditti hasn't been eradicated, so there can be understanding and there can be wrong understanding, there can be doubt. Just depends entirely on conditions, what arises.
Yes, I can understand a little bit about and differentiate this. And I would like to ask Tanachan about when we have a wrong view about self, and in the aspect of selfishness, just play around with selfishness and wrong view about selves.
When we talk about reality, we don't talk about situation. Just one characteristic at a time, to be known clearly of each.
Selfishness is a long
thinking.
Story. Thinking.
Most of the time, most of the day, it's just clinging, just attachment to what I would like, and but no. View arising, like when children play, it's just lots of lobe and lots of thinking of me, but no wrong view about hardness or taking it for being something or someone, just clinging.
Jonathan, I'm not sure how this is connected. It could be connected or not. Going back to taking what is real for self, often we think my anger or my attachment.
Do you?
Yes.
Anger? About anger, or my anger.
I think about my anger. Not now, but...
No matter when, I don't think that we think about my anger.
I think about being angry. Like, I am angry.
Angry. Is there?
Angry. So... In relation to what you were saying to Jonathan, it seems as if somewhere in the process there must be some awareness that anger has arisen in order to call it my anger, you know, or I am angry.
Thinking or experiencing?
Well, both. Both. Both.
Attachment or understanding?
Not understanding.
So it's only experiencing with attachment?
It's experiencing unpleasant feeling.
With? The idea.
With the idea of self.
Not me or me, but that is the reality of anger.
No, I don't think there's understanding of the reality.
For example, anger arises, no matter we call it anger or pleasant, it doesn't matter. No one can change its characteristic at all. It's there.
So when we talk about I am angry, is that wrong view? Maybe that's what I'm trying to get at. Is that wrong view?
Do you think like that at moment of anger arising?
At moment of anger? Often, very soon afterwards, like to have aversion for anger.
Like now, my seeing or just seeing? Usually, seeing sees without any idea of my seeing at all. So anger is like that.
Except
the situation out of the ordinary occurs.
Yes.
Well, I think what Maeve's describing or asking about is, for example, when a situation out of the ordinary occurs, and we get very angry or very excited, or we may suddenly realize.
And what about the ordinary?
What about the ordinary? Different from. Well, I think she's asking whether when we notice that we're particularly angry or excited.
Does wrong view arises with anger?
No. Wrong view is rooted in attachment. So, as we understand from theory, from reading.
So, what about my anger?
Well, it wouldn't be a moment of anger, it would be a moment of interspersed among the anger. Could be moments of
like now
wrong view,
could seeing
be. Right.
Mm-hmm. Anything.
You often remind us that we take all realities or many for self. My seeing, my hearing. So we are just wondering when it occurs.
When it occurs, you know. It's only time to know it when it appears. Like Parsa and Vedana and Manasikara, when do not appear, how can you say that you know it? You know them.
So we are still unsure about it. We are not sure.
Not necessary to think about that. Just learn to understand the object which appears as a reality. Little by little.
But shouldn't it not be useful to know the extent of our
thinking,
taking things
that
for
is
self?
Thinking.
Yeah.
Ajahn, I can see where can be possible to be attached to anger, to feel that it is justified.
But not me or I.
Yes, I think when, if there is thinking.
When it's me or I, it's a moment of clinging to that object
yes.
as mine.
Yes.
But at that moment when there is the feeling of anger and it grows or it gets lesser, it's not the idea of I having such and such.
What about
usually, like now, seeing.
Yes.
My seeing or no idea about it? That it's me or mine. See, it indicates that wrong view does not arise as often as we think. We assume that it arises many, many times a day. But in reality, only realities arise and follow it, followed by another reality. Like, who is thinking that now I am sitting? See, no one at all. And who is thinking about my body? No one thinking about my body. Only sometime when something happened.
Just to go back to what Jonathan said about And it's why I thought of the example of anger. While visible object seems to arise again and again, and hardness again and again in a day, anger is not so common. So it is more noticed, perhaps.
In order to know whether there is the idea of self or not, it is only when an object appear, and then the self is there taking it as mine, then one can understand the wrong view is there. But when the object appears one moment to another moment, how can one know exactly whether there is the idea of self or not?
So we talked about loba before when we were eating something delicious, and you asked us, or you pointed out that it is still my loba, not yet knowing the characteristic of that reality. So my loba, I was wondering whether...
Not just loba.
It's not the precise characteristic, but just we name it when there is loba.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is that not my loba or belonging to me or...
Thinking only.
It's thinking about loba. That's right. So we cannot be sure whether we take it for self.
When it's not right understanding, it's not understanding. It's only thinking, assuming. Just like now. Only when awareness arises, experiences an object with a little understanding or more and more understanding about that, it can know whether it is wrong understanding, wrong view or not, or just low power or whatever it is, just one at a time, precisely. It's like now. Whether it is seeing consciousness or sampatichanna or santirana or votapana, no idea. And if you think that you take it for self, what takes it? Not sampatichanna, not santirana. So can it be correct to say that there is wrong view of seeing only when it's there? And we don't have to say that it's javana moments at all. Because it cannot be sampatichanna, santirana, votapana. So one can see the difference between the intellectual understanding and the direct understanding. Even there is awareness, different levels of awareness. Panya can know all of these little by little. And this moment can be the proof for the development of understanding.
How little?
Courage, be courageous. And all other paramis, satya, adidana, kanti, viriya.
Can you explain again what you mean by being courageous?
To understand whatever appears. While there is no understanding, a visible object is just that which no one there. No things in it.
And that happens by conditions.
From this moment. Time is up.